All right, everybody, welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show, the Tuesday edition of the Auburn Daily Show. Lance Dahl, Matthew Jacobs hanging out here with you. Matthew, we've got a couple of interesting topics to dive into today. I know Auburn fans kind of like to get on the little bit more of the dramatic side at times, and I think that today's episode will certainly help feed that for anybody out there that's looking for a little drama. We've got TJ Finley's comments. He joined the Locked On SEC podcast to kind of give his thoughts on whether or not he wants to transfer. He will transfer, kind of made a pitch for himself in the interview. And then also, Matthew, you wrote a really good article here at auburndaily.com about the unacceptable truth on the Auburn versus Alabama rivalry. We're going to dive into that later on in the show as well. Just want to say off the top here for anybody watching, maybe for the first time, maybe this is your 30th time. Please subscribe to the show if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on podcast. Would really appreciate a follow there as well. Let's go ahead and just dive right into it. So TJ Finley appeared on the Locked On SEC podcast earlier today, spoke with Chris Gordy, the host, and he had some comments, Matthew, about, you know, the situation last year and then heading into this year about whether or not he's going to be taking a look at the transfer portal. Just a very interesting conversation with Gordy.
Yeah, it was an enlightening conversation, to say the least. I think you need to break the first 10 minutes of that interview up into two parts. I'm sure you're fixing to read the quote. I believe we discussed that. And but the first part of the interview, when he's discussing 2022, you can certainly hear the frustration and a bit of anger in his voice. It was kind of surprising. And yeah, I'll let you go ahead and let you take it from there.
Yeah. So for context, and you can elaborate a little bit on this after I read this here, it's not about necessarily, you know, it is about what Finley's saying, but I think it's important to provide the context of the emotion and how he was presenting this to the host, Chris Gordy. So when asked to describe the 2022 football season, Finley didn't hesitate or mince words. And this is the quote here: just from the competition standpoint, they brought in Zach Calzada. They brought in Robbie Ashford. In my head, to me, that's a slap in the face that you don't believe in what you already have. That they bring in two guys that are close to the same age as the guy that you have finished the season the previous year, my mind immediately goes to let's work mode. And I think that's what I did. I proved to everybody that I deserve to be the starter, yet neither me nor Robbie got the go-ahead to be the starter. Even though I was named the starter through the first three games, it was a 50-50 thing. He was kind of running the ball and I was kind of throwing the ball. Luckily, we played teams like Mercer and San Jose State, but by the time we got closer to Penn State and those teams, they kind of had it figured out when I was in the game. We were going to run the ball. And when I was in the game, we were going to throw the ball. When I was out of the game, we were going to run the ball. And when I was in the game, we were going to throw the ball. It was just an up and down year. We really didn't know which direction we wanted to go in. Unfortunately for me, in week three, I got hurt. And they turned the reins over to Robbie, and he finished the season because I wanted to redshirt. That's what TJ Finley said. It reads angry. I'm not going to lie. And it reads like a lot of frustration over the fact that Auburn wasn't committed, Auburn wasn't loyal, I guess is a word that you could use here, for not sticking with their guy. I'm going to be honest with you, Matthew, and I'm not trying to dog Finley here. I don't really think that he deserves that, considering Auburn's goal is to put out a winning product on the field, and they don't just stick with quarterbacks because they played with them the year prior. I mean, the goal is to go out there and win football games, and I understand Auburn didn't really accomplish that last year with any quarterback on roster. It was a tough situation, and when Finley got his opportunities, he still didn't play very well.
Yeah, let's not forget the idea that he is not a very good quarterback at this level. Mm-hmm. He's got a good arm, but mechanically he's sound, but he's not anything else of a quarterback at this level, and or at the SEC level, let's say that, okay, Zach, Lance?
Yeah.
And but yeah, this particular comment, he spit it out. He paused at the Mercer and San Jose State bit. He almost went to the where you don't go, as far as, say, you know, lesser teams, things of that mm-hmm. nature, things that coaches aren't going to like. But I think that the first part of that interview was him declaring that he was going to say what he wanted to say, regardless of who liked it. And that includes the coaches at Auburn, the current coaches at Auburn. I believe it kind of is telling to what the Auburn quarterback room is right now and how he feels about Robbie Ashford and how he feels about spring training and about. Yeah, I don't agree with what you said. He didn't do anything to deserve the respect that he's asking for, and nobody owes anything in college football. You go out there and you win, or you go home. Exactly. And he's about to go home. I don't know where he's going to go, but
Yeah, he speaks like a player that's entering the transfer portal. I mean, just the negative way that he talks about, you know, the team. And like you said, you can tell how he feels about Ashford. I wonder if he's considered crying about it. I think that's definitely an option for him at this point, because it sounds like somebody, it's like, I put in the work, I did this, that, and the other, and I deserve to get the starting job. Everybody else is doing the same thing that you're doing. It does not mean, therefore, that you need the starting job.
It went beyond a sense of entitlement. It went to a sense of, these guys are literally hurting me because I earned this and I did this, and therefore it's Auburn's fault that I'm not successful. Yeah. It was an interesting interview, to say the least. I've never seen anything like it in my years covering collegiate sports.
He's a confident young man for a guy that threw two picks against an FCS school and then threw one in the very next week against San Jose State. I mean, he's not a good quarterback, and I understand that you're supposed to have confidence and be a leader at that position, but he has not displayed any other quality besides confidence and leadership that would grant him the title of starting quarterback. So, you know, A for effort, I guess, is what I should say here. And if he does enter the transfer portal and he's certainly speaking like that, then, you know, I think that somebody will pick him up. And that's kind of where the conversation led with the Locked On SEC podcast. And this is some part of what you wrote here, Matthew, is inevitably the question was, where are you right now with Auburn? And he said, I graduate in June. If I wanted to, I could transfer as a grad transfer. Right now, my heart is in Auburn, but everything is really up in the air right now. It sounds like the writing's on the wall at this point, Matthew. And it's just the question of when he does it, not will he do it.
I agree with you. And I also want to reiterate your point. Where are these Auburn quarterbacks, quote unquote, keep coming up with this confidence? I keep thinking back to Robbie Ashford last year, talking smack after beating Texas A&M when he went, you know, I think it was 5 for 13 for 60 yards and two interceptions, and came out and was, I'm the best quarterback there is, and Twitter's stupid. I mean, I don't know. There's a plenty of confidence in that room, deserved or undeserved. But yes, TJ, and he followed that comment up with, if I were to leave, it would not be because of the portal or competition. It would be simply because another school has a better situation for me and my family. I am here right now. We will see what happens with conversations with the coaches over the next few weeks. And once again, we're going to have to, that's us reading it. We're going to have to go back to the way he actually said it. It sounded more like an advert. It was more like, please, somebody reach out to me so I know where to go. And that's the only way I could actually see this interview being given. I don't see that you can go back into the Auburn quarterback room after giving these statements and stare the other guys in the face, because you're pretty much admitting defeat at this point, and you're asking somebody to pick you up.
Yeah, that's the way all of this reads, is somebody that's making this decision. And then, like you said, and I think we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, you don't just hop on a podcast for an interview and not have a direction that you want to take it, right? And I don't know the situation, whether or not Gordy reached out or Finley reached out. Maybe it was a mutual thing where it's like, hey, you want to hop on? And Finley's like, I can use this as an opportunity to kind of sales pitch myself. But this is something you said, I believe, he didn't really do himself any favors. And statistically, when you look at him, when you watch him on film, I mean, there's not a whole lot there. I'll just say that. There's just not a whole lot there for this kid. And I really do hope that he's able to go somewhere and he's able to find success. I'm not hating on him as an individual. I'm just saying, as the player, as TJ Finley, the player, he has not done anything at this point to prove that he's a starting quarterback in the SEC. And I think that he's best served moving on and finding another place to play.
Totally in agreement there. And I should, it would be remiss to not mention that he did speak a lot about being home in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And there's a few small ULM and things of that nature that could certainly use his talent and his skills, because they, you know, run a different offense than Auburn does, and it'd be a fresh start, although he's had a couple of fresh starts already, let's be honest with it. But like you said, I don't know how he goes back to that quarterback room. I don't know. That's his signing off work. From what I understand, he contacted Gordy. It was not a, hey, okay, you want to come on the show? He contacted Gordy. So he had definitely had an agenda. And if we're speculating here, let's speculate a little bit. I honestly think he was informed that, hey, you may not be the two guy, you may be the three or four guy going into camp, probably five if we pick up a portal guy, six if we pick up two, it's just going down the list. And I think he went, okay, well, I'm angry about that, which you can kind of, I can kind of relate. I would be pretty angry about putting that much sweat equity and bouncing around from school to school. But then again, you didn't put the work in either, or you'd be a starting quarterback. He's got the size, he had the talent, he had the ability. There's something there that's not connecting, gray matter wise or something. Yeah. So yeah, I think that was his sayonara, so to speak.
Yeah. It's about the execution. And, you know, that's probably a word Brian Harsin used 500,000 times while he was here. You know, Auburn never really executed, neither did TJ Finley. And so now I think it's a point of, you know, if Auburn gets a player in the portal, maybe that's what he's waiting on. Maybe he's waiting for Auburn to really get somebody out there and then and make that decision. I don't know, but I think it's coming regardless. If you want to read any of the comments that Finley had, you can go check out the Locked On SEC podcast. You can also check out the article that Matthew put up over at auburndaily.com. Just some interesting comments from Finley, at the very least. And we'll see where he ends up, because, again, I feel like this decision is coming at one point or another. Matthew, you wrote another interesting piece over at Auburn Daily about the unacceptable truth about the Auburn versus Alabama rivalry. A very frustrating year, I think, for the Auburn Tigers in a variety of sports. I want to kind of dive into that, kind of get your thoughts on it in just a second. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends at NordVPN. Staying safe online is an ever-growing difficulty. It's really easy nowadays to get exploited by hackers, get viruses, just kind of browsing the internet as you would normally. But NordVPN is here to help protect you. They allow you to protect, change your IP address, making you harder to track and securing your privacy. And NordVPN is giving Auburn Daily listeners and readers a special deal. All you have to do is check out the link in the episode description today, and they will help you protect you as you continue to use the internet and just kind of improve your online browsing experience. Really appreciate NordVPN for sponsoring today's episode. All right, Matthew, the unacceptable truth about Auburn versus Alabama. The 2022-23 sports season, I should say, was a very frustrating one for Auburn. Quite a few losses. I'm going to let you kind of take the reins here on what you've noted and what you've written about, and we'll just kind of dive into our thoughts about what kind of happened here and maybe look ahead a little bit.
Well, first of all, we're not the type of guys that want to jump up and down, jump up and down on teenagers playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
And people putting sweat equity into the program. We have it. We're not going to start it. So you're going to have to put this at the foot of the administrators and the coaches on this deal. But in the 2023 season, Auburn lost to Alabama in baseball twice already. Football, gymnastics, men's basketball twice, famously. Men's tennis, men's wheelchair basketball five times, soccer, track and field, women's basketball twice, women's swim and dive. There was a couple more too. I just got tired of writing them, basically. And we really just need to thank Auburn women's tennis and Auburn men's swimming for their two lone victories. And I did get some comments saying, well, golf beat Alabama. Well, no, they didn't. When you come in third or fourth and Alabama comes in sixth or seventh, that's not beating Alabama. You didn't.
It's not a head-to-head.
Yeah, it's not a head-to-head or anything. So I don't know. What's your opinion on the list before we go any further?
I think that, you know, you've got your major sports. You've got football, basketball for both men's and women's. Baseball is frustrating. Women's basketball twice. For the fact that we lost to men's or to the men's wheelchair basketball team five times. I didn't even know you could play somebody five times, man. And you got beat every single time. Didn't Alabama win the national title in wheelchair basketball? I'm like pretty sure that happened.
Yeah.
So maybe that it's very hard to lose to a team five times. It's very difficult.
The law of averages against you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. The numbers don't quite add up there. I mean, they do. They add up to five L's, but still just a very, very tough year for Auburn in 2022. And I mean, you know what? It's a combination, I think, of Auburn having down years in some of their major sports and Alabama having really solid years in others. I mean, like we mentioned, Alabama's wheelchair basketball team won the national title. I'm partially kidding there. You've got soccer. I'm pretty sure Bama was good in that. Obviously, Bama was good in men's basketball before they faced San Diego State. Football, I mean, they're always going to be better than Auburn in terms of talent acquisition, I think. And then, well, as long as Saban's here. And then it was partially a down year for Auburn, and there was very little chance Auburn was taking that win in the Iron Bowl on the road. Baseball is another one where Auburn's just in a down year. I mean, Alabama's mid as well in baseball this season. So it's something where and women's basketball, you know, is still trying to kind of rebuild here with Alabama basketball or women's basketball being pretty solid. So it's a combination of not just like Auburn got upset. It's more of like, hey, Bama's teams are somewhere between solid to good, and Auburn's teams are either good to, hey, we're having some down years, we're having some regression in areas where we normally don't. Like Auburn last year, if that's your normal Auburn football team, you know, and that game's played in Jordan-Hare, you got a legitimate shot. If it's a good football team, you got a legitimate shot in Bryant-Denny. For basketball, Walker Kessler, Jabari Smith. Wow, I botched that terribly. Enough said there. I mean, it's just part of it. Sometimes you have down years, and sometimes things just add up to a lot of L's. And I think the question is, you know, whether or not Auburn can kind of rebound from that and make this year, this 2023-24 academic sports year, maybe they can make that something special. I don't know. But Matthew, regardless, it can only imagine frustrating to a lot of Auburn fans out there.
I mean, it's frustrating to us as well. We discussed it, but I think you have to recall, I think you right there just stated the problem without realizing you stated the problem. The generation, I'm older than you, so I come from a different generation of Auburn fans where we went, we're not Alabama. Where you just went, we're not Alabama. That's the difference, and that's a culture switch right there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, it's acceptable. We're like, oh, we're not. And by the way, I think Hugh Freeze is crushing Nick Saban in recruiting. I think that's happening now. I think it's going to continue to happen. I think it's going to be a flip switch there. It's going to be Georgia that you're going to have to worry about in LSU. Saban's definitely fallen down that list. He's not ready for the new wave. Getting off a different topic there. But that's literally it. It's the younger guys come in. I think the administration come in. We're like, we're not Alabama. They're apologetic. We're not Alabama. Whereas with the Tuberville years, Pat Dye years, it was, we are not Alabama. There's a definite change in the voice, just like we were talking about earlier with Finley's tone of voice. There's a definite change in the tenor coming out of this program all the way around the athletic department. You did say that, you know, you mentioned Jabari and I'm losing his name now.
Walker,
thank you. And that was a huge loss for the back. You can't recover from that quickly. So we're going to give a pass to the Auburn basketball team, and Pearl will have them back. But it's unacceptable to be at this level, spending this kind of money, to have this kind of facilities, to be completely just destroyed by your rival for an entire season of sports.
Yep.
And it, looking forward, I'm the only one, by the way, anywhere choosing Auburn. That's not a fan choosing Auburn over Alabama in the Iron Bowl the next year. But, you know, we haven't won in the pandemic era, so it's about time. And I think, like I said, we talked about the other day, and this is the Super Bowl for Auburn this year is going to be Alabama. So I get the jokes. I get that, hey, we had fewer players indicted. And, of course, I'm not going to read the bit about the large Alabama fans that got me in so much trouble. But, sorry. Yeah, I got a few emails about that one, so we'll skip that. We're going to have to make some changes, and it's going to be from the top down.
Yeah.
So like any other organization, we're going to have to say it's unacceptable. We're going to have to put the creed up front and say, this is how we're going to do business, or you're not going to be doing business here anymore. And I think you're seeing that in the football program right now. I think you just saw it with TJ Finley.
So you're talking here about not just a mentality change, like you said, from the 90s and before that, just establishing your identity as you in an aggressive way, saying, we're not Alabama. We're something different, and we're going to do things this way. You're saying not just bring that mentality back to the current regime and the current state of all of Auburn's athletic programs, but it's also an investment thing, so to speak. You're saying Auburn, because, I mean, you look at right now, I think a good example of like what's happening in college football right now in terms of like which teams are performing are the ones that are investing in like recruiting. You look at what Georgia's doing right now. I mean, they are just throwing loads of cash at their recruiting programs right now. So are you saying it's not just a mentality thing? It's a commitment to, you know, putting down the money, putting your money where your mouth is. If you're saying, hey, we want to be this, then you're going to actually follow through with it.
Well, here's the problem is that we have already done that. We built these wonderful football facilities, sure, and that costs more than a dollar or two. It costs more than you and I make, that's for sure. and we've you know, we've redone things. You know, they're talking about working on Plainsman Park now. Things are incredible. If you haven't visited Auburn lately, you should buy a ticket, go watch a game. Things are incredible down there. They just decided yesterday, I think it was, to spend what, an obscene amount of money on fixing Pat Dow Field at Jordan-Hare. So the money has been spent. It's completely, the investment's made. It's just nobody's making the, I don't know if the right word here is going to be emotional investment, but it's, like I said, Auburn's almost apologetically in the state of Alabama right now, where he, as recently as 10 years ago, we were like, hey, we're just as good, man. We're just as good as every sport. We're winning most of the sports we were. And I don't know what changed other than, like I said, it went from we are not Alabama to we're not Alabama, and that's acceptable.
Do you think in some of these larger sports, like let's just talk football for a second, when Nick Saban eventually does retire, and Auburn fans, it is coming. It will happen eventually. He can't stay here forever. Do you think that there's currently like a sense of apathy in relation to the Crimson Tide? And do you think that's going to disappear once Saban leaves?
I'm going to go a different way. I think there is a current, an apathy from the Alabama football fans who expect so much. And then there is also, and they're used to it. They're trained to it. So once Saban leaves, because you can see his, I don't want to say regression, because he's probably going to end up being one of the greatest. He is the greatest football coach that we've seen. That's for sure. I hate to say it, but he is. When he leaves, there's going to be a black hole there. Who wants to take that job? Who wants to follow Nick Saban at Alabama? Lane, so they're going to,
But good luck getting that.
Good luck. If, you know, if Alabama, you know, that might be a good thing to burn. Go ahead and burn him down for a couple of years before you can go out and see if you can find somebody. But there's going to be a dip in the Alabama football program. That somebody can come up. There's going to be talent there, but a lot of that talent because of the portal now. This is not 10 years ago. Because of the portal, Nick Saban leaves, you're going to see a whole lot of guys bell on that Alabama football team. And it's just like Oates with the basketball team or the baseball team. They're just one little shred thing away of they're going to go downhill. It's a cycle. It fluctuates, of course. But is Auburn prepared to take advantage of that is what we need to know. And Auburn, is it ready to say to itself that this is unacceptable? That's what my question was in the article. Is Auburn as an institution, are the athletes, are the coaches, are the administrators, are they willing to go, hey, this is unacceptable. We're going to own it. We're there with Georgia, LSU, and Alabama, and it's time for us to show it.
Yep, and in something that's kind of been, you know, it, the thing that's identified the Auburn fan base and community and program over the last however long is the family aspect, the emotional side of everybody being together and pulling in the same direction, even though I would say 90% of the time that's not what's happening behind the scenes. It's been the message, and so I think trying to get everybody in line and get everybody together and move in one direction. You mentioned, you know, maybe the emotional side of things is maybe that's not the most accurate way to describe it, but I think it's a very fair one. I think it's just mentally getting yourself there for some of these things and then taking action on it. So we'll see what happens this year with football, basketball, women's basketball, baseball, gymnastics. Again, want to shout out the two programs here. With the Auburn women's tennis and men's swimming.
Don't forget equestrian.
Don't forget equestrian.
Because we ran Alabama out of the equestrian program. They stopped it. They were like, we can't compete with Auburn. We're going in 2020. They're like, we're done.
They just quit. It's a horse school over here, boys. So yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm intrigued to see what Alabama looks like in some of their major sports this upcoming season. Because right now they've got some questions that they need answers to. And I'm not saying just because they have questions, meaning that means there's going to be problems. I'm just saying that, you know, there are questions that need to be answered and there has to be an adjustment for Alabama football specifically. There has to be an adjustment for how they played on the road. Cause you talk about mentality. I mean, this is something that several people have pointed out about that football program and about the basketball program. There's not a lot of what's the word I'm looking for here. I don't think it's consistency that I'm looking for. Cohesion.
Cohesion and fight. There's not a lot of either going on.
It doesn't seem like they're where they have been. And I'm not saying, oh, well, then they're going to fall apart and explode and Tuscaloosa's just going to disappear. I'm just saying like there needs to be a reset. And if there's not, we're going to see some interesting things this year.
We already are. Georgia's kind of put its foot down on all these topics. And
yep.
Nobody's keeping up.
And we'll see if, and man, the theme for Alabama in the past has been, you know, they're always able to step up to the plate after things go bad. And so, you know, it's back-to-back years where they've let one of their rivals just kind of take things over and win the national title. So Bama didn't even make it to the SEC championship game this year, and that was with Bryce Young.
I don't think they make it this year. I think LSU makes it.
I think it's going to be a very difficult path for them to make it this year, especially whenever you see how they played on the road last year. If you see the same things this season, it's going to be interesting. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll have, of course, if Alabama does ever lose to Auburn in any sport, you can probably check it out over at auburndaily.com. We'll probably write about it. If they lose in football or basketball, we'll be writing about it. So that will be something that you need to check out there. So I think that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. Really appreciate everybody watching out there. Again, if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel or the podcast feed, please go ahead and do so. You can follow the show on Twitter at the Auburn Daily Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Lance_. I did not pull up our Twitter handles today, Matthew. Will you please tell everybody where they can find you?
_MatthewJacobs_ for the hate mail.
Yes, sir. And you can also follow us I believe, on Facebook as well, if you would like to check us out over there. So, again, that's going to do it for today's episode. We will see you all tomorrow for another episode of the Auburn Daily Show. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.